الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, when we spoke about the mu'mineen, those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, in prayer, in their call, they said, Rabbana, Rabbana, multiple times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw how they begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then He responded. And when He responded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the many things that Allah promised them of entering them into gardens, وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah promised them to enter them into gardens at the bottom of which rivers will flow. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something strange here. Allah says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. In other words, Allah is telling you that, you see, O you mu'min, when I promise you, then I promise you of bounties that will be everlasting bounties for an everlasting abode, an everlasting life, and that is the life of the akhirat. But here in this dunya, so Allah is asking us to do a little good, little few amal in this dunya, because this dunya is short. We are living here for a very short time in this dunya. This dunya compared to akhirat is nothing. The life of this dunya is nothing. So in this life we do few amal, we do few deeds. But compared to akhirat, see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Gardens at the bottom of which rivers flow, jannat. And there we are going to remain in these jannats forever. But in today's year, lesson, Allah is saying now, as a mu'min, do not become deceived by تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Allah is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by saying that do not become deceived by the travels and the moving about of the kuffar in the cities, the hustle and bustle in the cities. In other words, when you see them moving from one place to another, things are so comfortable and fine for them that they can travel and things are easy for them, then do not become deceived by this. Why? Because this is only mata'un qaleel. This is a temporary enjoyment. The word mata' itself already has this meaning of an enjoyment being temporary. And then Allah calls that mata' also qaleel. This is very, very little and temporary enjoyment that I'm giving them in this dunya. In other words, these bounties Allah gives us also in the dunya. But these bounties should not be our maqsood, because this is only temporary. It's going to come to an end. Compared to akhirat, rather focus on doing a'mal for the akhirat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us there an everlasting reward. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ. That after this enjoyment that they are going to enjoy here in this dunya, which is temporary, Allah says, their ma'wa, their abode will be Jahannam, and they are going to remain there in forever. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. What an evil resting place is Jahannam. Then Allah says, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah reiterates, Allah makes the aqid, reiterates of the same point, that see what I will give the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Again Allah says this, that I will give them jannat, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, at the bottom of which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain there in these jannat forever. نُزُلًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And this is an entertainment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. Whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is actually, a mu'min should consider this to be the best, that this is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the best reward that could be given to His servants, to those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these ni'am in dunya and akhirah.